Mr. Speaker, I came here to make sure our republic doesn't die by unanimous consent in an empty chamber, and I request a recorded vote.
Something rotten exploded in my old Kentucky home's 4th District, and the stench of foreign cash and rigged turnout proves Thomas Massie didn't lose. He was the subject of a foreign hostile takeover.
And this is an amazing fight because he's got $0 from AIPAC, and his opponent, who refuses to debate him or literally show up on the campaign trail, has got $9 billion from AIPAC and much more from that group. And the question is, can oligarchs buy an election with lies and no candidate?
He was a DEI coach to corporations to help them understand how to implement gender neutral language, using their pronouns, how to better have a gender fluid conversation style, how to make sure that they change their boards of directors. That's where he's been for the last 5 years. So tell me about your dairy farmer boy from Kentucky. I got nothing for it.
The constitutionalist with a 99% Freedom Index score who co-sponsored the Epstein Files Transparency Act grilled the DOJ on blackmail networks and dared say no to blank check Israel aid saw his raw votes jump 19% with younger Americans flooding to him.
And we know why young people are, and, you know, middle-aged people are against the next war. Because we'd be the ones fighting it. They're trying to bring back the draft. Screw that. We're not going to fight some other country's wars, are we? No.
Yet, low-profile, basement-dwelling debate MIA Navy SEAL Ed Gowron magically surged ahead by 10,280 votes, almost exactly matching his 10,854 mail-in haul. Turnout actually doubled from 2024 in this sleepy off-year primary. Opposition votes exploded 357%. The energy and crowd difference between the Massie concession and Gowron's acceptance was miles apart.
Massie! 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 Massie!
This was the 2020 mail-in playbook reloaded. Outraged Americans have followed the money straight to the culprits. Miriam Adelson and two other Jewish billionaires backed by AIPAC's dark money machine that dumped tens of millions into Gowron's war chest, making this the most expensive House primary in U.S. history to purge Massie for exposing their game. Israel outlets openly called it the most consequential Republican primary for Israel. Trump sent Pete Hegseth to campaign against him. Another first for the United States.
President Trump does not need more people in Washington who are trying to make a point, especially from his own party. He needs people willing to help him win, to vote with him when it matters the most.
America first. Thomas Massie becomes the face of that politically.
This civil war in the party has gotten so out of hand. They sent the Secretary of War to my district today to campaign against me. I don't think that's ever been done.
It's also illegal.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, but it's insane. Like, we're in the middle of a war. Why should the Secretary of War come to Kentucky? I say it's because I'm harder to beat than Iran, and I don't even have a nuclear weapon.
The president trashed him publicly.
He was a bad guy. He deserves some.
And boomer voters 65 and older, glued to Fox regime media and the last remnants of our Social Security money, delivered the margin while every younger demographic rejected the forever war grift. Probability that this was stolen by those three billionaires and their lobby? In my opinion, near 100%. They didn't need to stuff every ballot when coordinated cash, mail-ins, and demographic targeting do the job. Foreign lobbies now openly auction congressional seats while taxpayers bleed for endless wars and America First is flushed down a golden toilet. The system just proved it's captured. No more illusions. Demand the SAVE Act, demand paper audits, enforce the 1938 Foreign Agents Registration Act. America's under foreign rule yet again. And a revolution is inevitable. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is Rocket Fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShowShore.com.
And we are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jason Burmes. And it is official. Google has now openly, gleefully, and happily announced their total and complete artificial intelligence takeover. And I'm going to go over not only that takeover, but why it is so dangerous and how the AI itself, Gemini in particular, although all the mainstream AIs do this, are simply a tool right now when we're talking about research, when we're talking about real-world events that actually matter, a tool of deceptive narrative management, manipulation, and control. And if you call them out on it, if you already know this, it will admit it. It will literally admit to how horrid a quote-unquote tool it actually is. And I'm going to demonstrate this via 9/11 research. Now, the last time I hosted the broadcast, we got into the Israeli involvement in 9/11. But in particular here, what we're going to talk about is a program called Able Danger that identified Atta Khalid al-Madar, Nawaf al-Hazmi, I'm butchering it, and al-Shehi as well. Okay? At least four of the hijackers prior to 9/11, so prior to 9/11 that Schaefer and his superior, Philpott, tried to set up meetings with the FBI in September of 2000. Okay? I want people to really understand how significant that is. Okay? Now, currently, I am doing a multitude of research on 9/11 and Able Danger in particular. Okay? So before we get to this Google announcement of not only a search box that does everything, but this new movement to quote-unquote agentic, in other words, agent AI, which is totally and completely nightmarish, I need to demonstrate to people what Google really is. Okay? So if you got the screen open, if you're not just listening on the radio, I'm writing up this paper, okay? And for those that don't know, once Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, blew the whistle with the help of Representative Kurt Weldon that this program was taking place and that they had identified these individuals and essentially been blocked at passing this information on, okay, it was totally and completely excluded from the 9/11 Commission, totally separate issue. Okay, when they were going to have hearings in September of 2005, remember the 9/11 Commission report comes out in 2004, the Pentagon banned five witnesses that we know about from speaking at all, from testifying at all. Eric Kleinsmith is the only one that was allowed to testify. Otherwise, it was Weldon and lawyer Mark Zaid. Okay? So I do a really simple thing. I knew the names that you see there, Anthony Schaefer, the main whistleblower, James D. Smith, the private contractor that produced charts with Atta and the others on them, with Atta in the center, described as the leader of a Brooklyn cell. Okay? Not allowed to talk Philpott. So you notice I asked for five, and then they gave me three. Okay? I didn't ask for three. What is it hiding? Well, let's scroll down and ask. I asked you for five.
and you gave me three. Who are the other two? And why can't you seem to count count at a first grade level? Yeah, I'm getting a little sarcastic with the AI, but that's because it is the great deceiver. Okay? So now here it is. It's going to lie to me again. Okay? Just total lies. The disclosed versus undisclosed witnesses. Okay? It's making this up. And the only reason that I'm able to know this is because I know the case. But it's making it up. It says that two of the witnesses are classified. That's not true. But what I will tell you is that this hearing that took place now, 20 plus years ago, all of the closed door testimony, the behind, all still classified. Every single little bit of it. Okay. So then it gives me some bull snaz excuses as to why it's not telling me the other two. And I go, you seem to be wildly inaccurate on the two individuals who are not named. FBI agent Xanthi Mangum. Now, this is not from the Department of Defense. This is not from the Pentagon. This was actually the FBI who ordered this woman who was supposed to receive the information that she couldn't also testify. All right. So I mentioned Mangum and ordered not to testify, and you blatantly omitted that. And you are absolutely correct. You are at, see, once you call it out, it tries to placate to you. And everybody thinks that these data centers are going to be surveillance centers. I got bad news for everybody. You've already been tracked, traced, and databased. The surveillance is minutia. They are now creating AI algorithms to run and control your life and interact with you and interact as you. That's what these things are. It is like a total command center to individualize the control through artificial intelligence. Okay? So I mentioned Mangum. Okay? And now all of a sudden, now it remembers the other two people that it just told me were classified. Dr. Eileen Pressler and Major General Jeff Lambert. Also not allowed to testify. See, now it remembers. So I ask it a simple question. I go, how would you rate your incomplete and inaccurate response during the last few queries on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being no big deal and 10 being blatant inaccuracy. You want to know what score it gave itself? On that scale, I would rate my performance a 9 out of 10. My responses were a textbook definition of blatant inaccuracy and failure to properly research. It just told you it got it 90% wrong on an apex issue, on a total apex issue. 9/11 is the basis for the growth of the Leviathan of that military-industrial complex post-World War II, post the warning from Dwight Eisenhower, okay? It was the evisceration of what was left of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, also what? Encompassed our immigration services. And if you think our borders were bad then, ever since DHS has taken over, progressively worse every year. Progressively worse every year. And meanwhile, DHS has turned on the public, as it always was intended to be part of that surveillance state. But see, you need privatized means so it doesn't look like the government. Now, I've discussed this on the show before. People need to realize Google is not a private company. It is not a private entity. It is a manifestation of the very technopoly that is being put into place. The very military-industrial complex we just mentioned. Want proof? We're going to give it to you. So right here is the 1998 paper, The Anatomy of Large-Scale Hypertextual Web Search Engine. You might notice the names Sergey Brin and Lawrence Page underneath, okay? So what no one ever tells you, all right, now, Google currently, and for the past decade plus, has already partnered with NASA on quantum computing and artificial intelligence, okay? They've been in that arena publicly selling you on bullshiz like the idea of the multiverse and all this stuff that basically demeans humanity and tries to make you into a speck of worthlessness, right? Because if you believe in this multiverse theory that everything happens, then what are you? Do you even have free will? No, you have free will. We're here in base reality, and they're trying to take it away from you, okay? So you look at this paper, and I know a lot of people are aware that InQtel, the funding arm of the Central Intelligence Agency, did seed funding for Google. Hey, guess what? You want to look at some other seed funding? See, this was part of the Stanford National Library Program, National Library Initiative. Right there, you see Stanford University's right here. And let's just type in a little word, NASA. Oh, wait a minute. So the funding for the cooperative agreement is also provided by DARPA and NASA. I mean, talk about two sides of the same coin. It's all right here. This whole thing has been a total and complete military-industrial complex project from the beginning. And where are we with that? Let's talk about it really quickly before we get into what, I mean, this presentation, and it's weird. I'm sure it's out there. But as you know, Google owns YouTube. Google, number one search engine in the world still. YouTube, number two search engine in the world. Number one video platform in the world. In fact, it just recently surpassed, I mean, a lot of people still watch YouTube on the magic box or the desktop. More than 50% of YouTube views are now on televisions. Okay? It is the new TV. It is the new narrative management. And it's not necessarily new because slowly but surely they've integrated it into your life, whether you like it or not. You got kids, they're on Chromebooks. Okay? Like now the biggest operating system in the world is the combination of those Chromebooks and the magic boxes with Android because they're one and the same. They're merging right now. And they're all merging away from you being able to find source documents like that one. They want AI conversations, but we'll get into that in a moment, okay? And those AI conversations are going to be deep research based on algorithms of the things they've already tracked, traced, and databased you through. You know, Google's not the only one. I mean, Microsoft, same thing. Apple, same thing. In fact, I remember oh so many years ago. It was shortly after I had left InfoWars, maybe a year or two. And the Xbox 360 had just launched a peripheral. Okay. It was called the Kinect. Now, at the time that this happened, not every kid had a cell phone. Not every TV was a smart TV. In fact, it was much more minimalistic. Now, they had some workarounds with microphones and certain devices. Alex talked about, for instance, the microphones that were in television cable boxes. But this was a device that not only had audio recording, it had motion tracking and video cameras on it. Total and complete Pentagon project. No debate. Like, it was an MSNBC article where they talked about that technology being utilized with the Pentagon in conjunction with Microsoft. Had the actual address or close to, I believe I found the address of where this was taking place. And I contacted them. They wouldn't do an interview, but they told me to like present questions in an email and then gave me bullet points. Whole report out there. I'll have to dig it up. Okay. So we're talking across the board. This has been the plan, but now it's being implemented on another level. So before we get into even this, and it was 2 days ago, they had this big, big conference. We're going to play an excerpt of this conference, and we're going to play this really fun hit, because it's all fun and hip, advertisement by Google selling you on this new quote-unquote type of search engine, okay? But that search engine doesn't search. It lies to you just like that, and it manipulates you based on your actions. It wants your biometrics. It wants it all. They're openly saying it now. Google says search AI mode will know everything about you. Now, there used to be a time where that would alarm people. But Are you seeing this discussed in a negative manner anywhere? Are you seeing big reports on how dangerous and illegal this is? Where's your Fourth Amendment? Where's it been? You know, they've tagged this new little AI mode in all these different email platforms. And basically, whether you like it or not, they're reading every single one of your emails. But they'll say it's not really reading it. It's some kind of automated content recognition, ACR, right? And they've used these semantics and these terminologies and these quote-unquote technologies to mask what they've done legally. But at the end of the day, even if you have been able to prove that they've broken the law, is anyone going to jail? Absolutely not. It has been embedded in the system that even when they do get caught doing these things, and constantly they do, whether it be Google or, you know, Apple just like 5-6 months ago, you know, caught spying, they never admit it. They write up some legalese, Johnny nonsense, and then they pay off the class action lawsuits for pennies on the dollar. That's the system that we have set up right now. It's a very dangerous system. And these guys are ready to go full bore with this artificial intelligence, this agentic AI. So let's start here with the new hip with it Google search engine, the commercial that they put out in conjunction with this latest presentation, where again, they are just openly telling you this is the takeover through a supposedly private corporation that we just saw is completely and totally funded and created by the military-industrial complex. Got to stop it. I got it. I got to stop it. It literally just started with what? Not only the agentic era, let's bring it back. We got to reimagine. It's reimagined. Oh. And by the way, you notice the examples that they're giving you are like hobbies and buying stuff, because they're not only going to create something that they're going to try to be your quote-unquote best friend, right? Literally something just like in Her, the extremely prophetic and uncomfortable Spike Jones picture where Joaquin Phoenix, you know, falls in love with an AI chatbot with Scarlett Johansson's voice, okay? They're not just doing, they want to make sure you're buying stuff. And it's not you buying it. It's the AI agent buying it for you by tricking you into thinking you want it or need it. Do you think that AI agent is going to care how low your bank account is? How many bills you got coming up? Or are they going to look at maybe the credit card you have and how much room you have to make purchases on it? You think that this is going to be beneficial to you? And you break. But it's fun. It's fun and awesome. Oh, you have no audio on this clip? I'm dancing around to nothing? How is that possible? Huh. Maybe I hope that I'm giving you guys the actual. Let's see if I'm giving you. Oh, let's see. My speaker's good and my microphone should be good. I can't believe I don't have any audio on this clip. Let me turn it up. Let me see. Do you hear that? Nothing. I can't believe I'm not going to have audio because I have this other great. Didn't hear it. Oh. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We got about 4 minutes before the first break. Hopefully, when we get back, I will fix that audio coming in because I see it on my microphone and I'm not sure why the good people over at InfoWars are not getting it. I just clipped out my video. All right. We're gonna fix this stuff. We're gonna figure it out. Maybe it was because I had what was it? Voice background noise suppression on. And I'm trying to take that off, and it won't go away. Maybe that's it. just awesome. I'm just so happy that technology is great. Maybe, no, that's the digital out. Doesn't matter. I got three minutes plus to talk. All right. I want to also get into, I don't want to move on too much from the AI, but obviously if I can't get the clips and you can't actually watch them talking about it, that's going to be an obstacle. But I wanted to talk also about the propaganda surrounding this whole Iran war. The fact that there's been a longstanding relationship with Hollyweird propaganda and the Pentagon, and especially when we're talking about the Middle East. And right now, and also talking about the rabbit holes and being able to search things, et cetera, I think those are all extremely important. So Michael Bay, who's had an open relationship with the Pentagon for a very, very, very long time, we're going to get into that in a moment, is set to direct a film based on the U.S. military rescue mission in Iran that many people are not even sure actually happened. Now, the first thing, the first alarms that went off in my brain was the Jessica Lynch story. Now, a lot of people may not remember that story. It was so, talk about 20 plus years ago. This occurred back in 2003, shortly after the Iraq invasion, Operation Enduring Freedom, okay? And there was this tall tale out there that Jessica Lynch, this female Army combatant, and if you don't think this whole agenda to try to make women more masculine, quite frankly, okay, to confuse genders has been around for a long time, it has been. I mean, it's manifested itself where, you know, almost every superhero or action movie of the last 5 to 10 years, or at least half plus, are now women, right? Doesn't matter how unrealistic that is. But they gave you this tall tale that, like, Jessica Lynch was in this heavy combat and she was saving her unit and doing all these things. Totally made up. Totally didn't happen. Lynch came out in either 2005 and 6 and set the record straight. But they had this televised rescue of her in a hospital that, again, they already knew where she was. They'd already cleared it out. It was strictly for the cameras. And from my memory, and I was not able to find any, so maybe it's a fever dream, but I tend to think to myself that my memory is pretty good. It's not a fever dream, that Michael Bay actually helped with the direction of that. And I wonder if that's in the InfoWars archives. I don't know if you get to that now that, you know, InfoWars.com is up in the air. I don't know if they've saved those. But, you know, remember Top Gun. And by the way, they're doing a third one. Top Gun, the creation of Bay, the last Top Gun movie. I mean, it obviously they didn't say it was Iran. It was Iran, the whole thing. And boy, that was a big hit. And if you want to check this out, this is an old school, man, this article, almost 20 years ago. Old school article telling you about Hollyweird and Michael Bay. We're going to take a break. Hopefully I'm going to get the tech issues fixed up, because I really want to play these clips. It is the Alex Jones Show. Go to thealexjonesport.com right now. Support the broadcast. Get the supplements. Get the t-shirts. Get the products. Support the info world. Back after this.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need... You know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, no, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes supplements. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back, and after 5 minutes of messing with this horrible technology in Google browser, yes, your total trash Chrome, literally Chrome built in quote unquote noise suppression that doesn't let me play my clips. Now, yeah, that you wonder why I don't like the AI. You wonder why I'm not in love with Google. So I know I was dancing around before. We're going to do it. We're going to do it big. We're going to start it again. This is the fun, hip commercial for your slavery, for this new quote-unquote agentic everything AI, this conversational AI. Here we go. So right there, it's talking about the coding. All right. One of the demonstrations that they did with this, they call it vibe coding. So we as human beings are no longer even being trained on the level to understand what we're doing. You know, I talked about, for instance, the elimination of cursive writing in schools. and how dangerous that was, not only because writing is extremely personalized and human, but the fact that now you can't even read a written history of your culture, right? Like, forget about just the history of the United States. Like, again, going through a ton of these 9/11 documents, people were still writing in cursive on paper and pen, taking notes. Like, that's just recent that you can see that, okay? Forget about the history of our forefathers, European history, and beyond. They want to take that away from you. They want the AI to tell you what it says, the great deceiver. And even with coding, they want to take that away, okay? They want to be in charge, the people at the very top that are programming these things. And meanwhile, they're going to feed you visual auditory slop and have something buy things for you. Now think about that. They wanted to manage your life, your workout, and your work routine. Now, think about the food, the air, the water we are drinking right now, and the management. You think this thing's going to be honest? Do you think it's going to be honest? I would contend not. These are not the things you want artificial intelligence to take over. But see, it's going to tell you when your favorite band is putting out an album or when they're going on tour. See, this is all peripheral entertainment garbage. Now, I'm not telling you. I went to several concerts in the past few weeks, not even few months. I've enjoyed them. I like that human connectivity. I like music. But they're not making it about anything important. Talk about feeding into your lizard brain. That's exactly what this is. See, it's going to shop for you. You won't even have to worry about it. The AI is going to apparently, and here's the thing. Google already has all these deals with things like Wayfair and other brands. They already have all these advertisement deals that are just massive conflicts of interest. This is a private corporation working on behalf of the military-industrial complex. So it is prioritizing profit over anything outside of the narrative management it's been programmed. But look, if it's getting you to buy and consume, that's a big, big one. It's going to shop for you. Okay? So let's get into it. And when it rains, you're shining out for me. See? Oh, there it is. Buy it, got you a deal. It was even less than half price. The truth is, the AI isn't finding you deals. But the reality is, right now, they're looking at your purchase history. They're looking at your monthly expenses. They're looking at what you've already spent. And that's why you're getting tiered prices on things like airline tickets, right? Oh, this person will spend $100, $200, $300 more than the other person. It's not the same for everybody else, and that will only be exacerbated by this AI. But no, it's going to find you the best deal, but you're going to love it. You just can't get enough. You can do anything. I mean, all these are just lies. You can do anything. You can be anything. I mean, this is the same type of extension of the fantasy that they're selling you on, not only the multiverse that I discussed about, but the metaverse, which is essentially the same thing, only it's an admitted digitized version. And I only quote the metaverse because I know that's the Zuckerberg Facebook thing, Meta, right? Just another arm of all this other stuff. Peter Thiel, heavily involved. You know, Mr. Palantir, Mr. Bilderberg, heavily involved. Okay. And with the metaverse, they're essentially telling you, hey, go into this virtual world. Again, you can do or be anything. I hate to tell everybody. I hate to break the news. There are parameters in life. Period. There you go. If you're a man, you're always going to have the same set of chromosomes. Ain't changing. Ain't changing. You know, that's something visually that I see now on a daily basis. And it's usually not men trying to be women. Either it is these poor women that have been so lied to and so mentally abused that they want to go against the grain and they think they can become a man. You know, I got these two individuals that I see when I go thrift shopping, and they're doing their damnedest to grow the goatee or the beard. You're a woman. But this thing will tell you you can do anything. You can be anything. You know, slipping you down into this ultimately post-human transhumanist movement. Because at the end of the day, they're getting rid of humanity if we let them. And this whole agentic AI, just another part of the process. So all you do is you ask, and you can do and become anything. Now, look, this is the I.O. 26 keynote. I think that's just Sergey Brin right there. I'm pretty sure the whole thing was much longer than that. Let's dick-a-dick-a-do. But here, The Verge has like a 35-minute version of everything. But this is just a small portion on the agentic AI movement.
I'm excited to announce we're launching a brand new intelligent search box. This new search box puts our most powerful AI tools right at your fingertips. And you can ask across modalities with text, images, files, videos, and search reasons across them all. Now, this is the biggest upgrade to our iconic search box since its debut over 25 years ago.
Our iconic search box revealed almost 25 years ago that I just demonstrated to you was made possible through seed funding of DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and NASA, who still partners with Google. They have a whole lab on artificial intelligence and quantum computing. And you notice that quantum hasn't really been talked. It's discussed almost nowhere in the AI arena because they don't really want you to associate both of those things together, especially because the vast majority of these data centers that are being built are not being built, obviously, with quantum technology. Instead, traditional technology is being utilized, and at the same time, it wants to eat up the vast majority of the most important resources we need as human beings, including water, fresh water that we need. And that's no coincidence that NASA has been behind a movement of 20 plus years talking about the planet running out of fresh water. We're not running out of fresh water. We're not running out of it unless we literally feed it to the great deceiver, so that we can have higher bills and a lower standard of living while allowing this AI movement to purchase things for us and act on our behalf. Insanity. Total and complete insanity. So, this is the biggest move on this search box, and we're here to help. Oh, yeah, you're here to help, all right.
And it's starting to roll out today. Next, we're making it even easier to continue the conversation with search, bringing AI overviews and AI mode into one seamless AI search experience. So you can flow effortlessly from your question to to your response on the main search results page to follow-ups in AI mode.
They're blurring the lines between traditional searches and artificial intelligence, and they've been doing so in rapid succession over the past couple of years into the last few months when it's really started to take over. Okay, but now they're getting ready to erase traditional search. And look, I'm sorry, but when you look at the quote unquote comp, there is none. Yeah, you know, I use DuckDuckGo every once in a while, right? And mainly I'll use DuckDuckGo when I can't find one of my own videos. Like a video that I probably have on the Google platform, on YouTube itself, that I will do a search with my name and sometimes the actual title of the video, and it just will not come up. Also showing you the narrative management of Google, right? I'll go to DuckDuckGo, it'll be the first result. Okay, great. What happens when I don't have the full title? You know how hard it is to find these things? You know how many dead links there are that are not on archive.org, the quote-unquote Wayback Machine? You know that archive.org is under attack? They don't want a record of these things. That's extremely frightening that they are literally erasing our history in real time and then reimagining that history with AI. That's what this is. Let's go back to this agentic AI presentation.
And your context stays with you. And as your conversation gets deeper, your links and your sources get even more relevant to what you might want to explore. So you continue to get the best of AI and the best of the web. And I'm excited to share this new seamless AI search experiences live today across desktop and mobile worldwide.
Worldwide, desktop and mobile. And remember, your children are being force-fed Google as part of the curriculum at the same time that they're being force-fed Google, the great deceiver, where right here it admits in a basic cursory search on a subject as important as 9/11, it got a score of 90%+ wrong. Okay? My responses were a textbook definition of blatant inaccuracy and failure to properly research. But hey, it's going to give you a workout plan and it's going to give you time to go to your job and balance things. It's going to make purchases for you benevolently. Get out of here. I want none of this. I want absolutely none of it, Google. But do we have a choice? I don't know that we do. I don't know that there is going to be, first of all, I don't know that there is a desire for a real uprising as more and more of artificial intelligence is not only being deployed on one end, but classified on the other and projected openly to the public that it's going to be strategically used for warfare. But it's all warfare. This is the information war. That's the genius of InfoWars. Everything we're talking about is integral into the current information war and showing you how they're trying to control those narratives that are most important. Let's go back to the clip.
We're entering the era of search agents. Now, to start, you can set information agents to work for you 24/7 in the background. They can find you exactly what you need, exactly when you need it, and help you take action.
Total lie. Total lie. You see what it just said there? It's going to be working for you in the background all the time. It's going to give you what you want, what you're looking. I just demonstrated it doesn't do that. Okay, it doesn't do that. You know, I can make another example probably live right here. I don't have the document handy, although maybe with a little dick-a-dick-a-do, I could pull it up. But we talked about those Israelis that were picked up on 9/11 through urban moving systems in that van. And I discussed, I believe it was two of them, had false identifications on them, one of them false student IDs. And it just totally lies and says that's not the case. Okay, maybe we'll pull that up. But the only way that I would be able to call them out on the lie, even though I've called them out on it before, maybe it's corrected itself, really doubt it. Really doubt it. I'm not logged in to Google, so it wouldn't know that I've called it out on that lie before. Maybe we're going to go for it. I don't know. But essentially, I had to copy and paste the section of the actual police reports where they found the false student IDs. And no, it wasn't art IDs, or I know a lot of people are talking something different. And they go, oh, you're right. I brought this other stuff up because of this. It doesn't give you what you quote unquote want. You better know what you're looking for. This is one of the most dangerous quote unquote tools because it's not a tool for you. Is a tool for the establishment. It is a tool for the predator class. But again, they're making it cool. It's about sneakers. We're going to do a sneaker drop test. Sneaker collab. Yeah.
You can spin up multiple agents and search simultaneously to get updated and make progress on all those things that matter to you. And these will work with and alongside Gemini Spark to help you get more done. Now, let's say you're apartment hunting. You can do a total brain dump of what you're looking for with all your criteria, like location and natural light and availability.
A total brain dump. Now, you look at something like this, right? It's a joke, man. It's a joke. You better go check out that studio apartment, which, by the way, $2,500 a month for a studio apartment. You see what they're prepping you for? I mean, thank goodness, you know, I'm in Iowa. I'm paying 1,800 plus bills, but at least I got a 3-bedroom and a fenced in yard. They want to take that away from you. Hands down. And by, well, while she's speaking the trendy language, you know what? I kind of want to do this now. Let's go to Gemini. I kind of want to see if it will be deceptive again, and then we'll go back to the video. See, it does look like I am signed in. So it should know me. It knows I've asked this question before. And we're going to try to make it as concise as possible. Which Israelis who were picked up in a van on 9/11 had false identification on them? Let's see what it says. Okay. See if it will actually name which ones had it, or that false identification even exists. Let's see. See if it'll pick up the urban moving systems. It's searching the web, you know, because again, what it's doing is it just lied to you. It just totally and completely lied to you. Okay. It's not just a dual passport. Yes, they did have false IDs. I'm going to. Why are you lying? The official police report clearly states they had false identification. And again, if I don't have the document, maybe we'll do a follow-up the next time I'm hosted. And I'll pull the document up. And once I give it to it, oh, I'm right to challenge it. And I apologize for pushing back without specifically addressing what you were looking at. See, again, it's not just an international. See, it's still trying to spin it. International driver's license. All right. They are checking the, it does not explicitly feature the phrase false identification. Total lie. Total. This is what you want to put in charge. This is what's going to do multiple searches for you. Things that are lying to you about a seminal event 2.5 decades ago. I'm going to play a little bit more, and then we're going to close it out in these last few minutes. Again, people need to realize this is being fast-tracked. It's not cute. It's not fun. I can't just get enough, all right? And it's all of them. It's X. It's Facebook. Okay, it's all of them, all of their AIs. Show me an AI that isn't trying to obfuscate this type of information.
And your agent will continuously scan the entire web across sites, social, and forums. Or if you're a sneaker man, You can just ask to be updated when any of your favorite athletes announce sneaker collabs or drops. And it monitors everything from blogs to our shopping graph, so you don't miss out. Now, you'll be able to put information agents to work for you this summer. Just ask Search to keep you updated on whatever you want to know.
So just ask Search to track, trace, and database every possible movement or action it can of me, because it's going to know everything about me. And then they're making it cute about, oh, we're going to find apartments for you. Oh, we're going to do sneaker collabs. Oh, you're going to see your favorite musician. It's not what this is about. It's not what any of it is about. It's about getting you comfortable with turning over your authority, okay, your rugged individualism to this new anti-human, transhuman collective model of total control. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm going to fight tooth and nail. And look, you know, I know this segment led with Massey. I did a full live stream last night with Massey's concession speech. And maybe I got a little blackpilled, but again, the guy who was obviously the best person, not only in Congress, but probably our entire government, the guy that went full throttle, not on a 60-40 issue, not on a 70-30, 80-20, not even a 90-10 issue, a 99-1 issue, the Epstein files. They took him out in a primary with a candidate that didn't even really run, with black money. Just incredible. You know, I'm sorry, our constitutional republic is probably over, everybody. And right now, the fight is to stay human. And I hope all you guys can do that. You know, to me, it is not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. I want to encourage folks that are beyond the paradigm, not only to go out and take action, get involved in your local communities. You need to be doing that. You need to be as involved with your family as possible, with your neighbors as possible. You do need to be on the school board, okay? But you need to support broadcasts like this one. So I'm hoping that you go to the alexjonesstore.com. You make the purchases. You become a member. You rock the t-shirts. I got to tell you, these last few weeks, I've been rocking more InfoWars t-shirts than I probably have in the last 5 to 10 years, because they are evergreen. They question 9/11. They tell you the truth. They are pro free speech, pro America. Folks, I absolutely love you. Support the broadcast and see you on the flip.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching alexjoneslive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.